This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kunnison with Noel Lim in the studio this morning. In about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Dr. Ashraf Wajdi Dusuki, UMNO Youth Chief, about the culture of support letters. In fact, we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. What's the most problematic political patronage practice? Alliteration not intended there, but we've got four options right now. Support letters, appointments to GLCs, undeclared donations, and others. Tell us what you think there. Right now, with 59% of the vote, it is appointments to GLCs. Now, we're talking about, so we'll get into that a little bit later, but right now, let's take a look at elections. Ahead of the upcoming 16th Sabah state election and the possibility of the 15th general election to be held anytime, really, the Election Commission Deputy Chairman Azmi Sharum has said that it is impossible to cheat in this upcoming elections.
He said that in an interview with Bernama. He assured that the systems in place will ensure that the voting process is more transparent. He did, however, did add that while there is a strong voting and election system, there is still room to improve. As I know about systems, it's only as strong as the weakest points. Anyway, Azmi also added that the new norms and compliance with prescribed SOP are among the priorities of the Election Commission. And I think some news reports have shown described that having to put all these SOPs in place is going to cost any elections double the cost, I think.
And for more on what to expect in the upcoming Sabah state election, we have on the speaking with us Azmi Sharum, Deputy Chairman of the Election Commission. Azmi, thank you so much for your time this morning. Now, the Sabah state election will be happening on the 26th of September. What sort of SOPs will be in place to ensure the safety of voters given the current situation?
In terms of the voting day itself, the SOP that we are going to be using will be based on what we have done in Chini and what we plan to do in Slim this week. There will be a few changes, but fundamentally, we will be practicing social distancing, the use of masks, the taking of temperature for every single person who enters the polling center. The emphasis will be on sterilizing one's hands. And there are actually 4 points where people will be sterilizing their hands upon entry to the polling center, upon entry into the polling room, the stream. After they have dipped their finger in the ink, they'll sterilize their hands again. Then they vote. And then on the way out, they will sterilize their hands one more time. So that's the SOP that we are going to use for now. Campaigning, of course, the numbers of people who can attend Charamas and the like will have to be limited, about 250 people maximum. The venue has to be a venue which can be controlled. People just can't come in large numbers. And naturally, there has to be social distancing, there has to be masks, etc. That might change depending on what the Sabah Health Department says to us as well. But what we will definitely not see are the kind of mega Charamas which used to happen in election time. And of course, house-to-house visits, etc. If we follow the SOP that we have now, that's allowed, but there's no handshaking, there's no hugging, and the entourage has to be of a much smaller size. So yeah, it will be a very different kind of campaigning period.
And what about postal voting for Sabah voters? Many Sabahans live outside of the state and they may not be able to fly back. So does the EC have a solution to this issue?
Well, we've already been asked whether we're going to have extended postal voting for Sabahans who are not living in Sabah but are living somewhere else. And we've already come out with our press statement stating that this is not going to happen. I know a lot of Sabahans will be angry at this and I understand the irritation. But at the moment, we are not going to extend postal voting for Sabahans who are not living in Sabah state. Of course, Sabahans who are overseas, you know, can still apply to be postal voters. That goes on as normal. But what you're talking about is those who are living in Malaysia but not in Sabah. And we have no plans to extend the postal voting to include them. And the reason for this is twofold. Firstly, it's a sudden election. We didn't have time to plan very thoroughly for this at all. And then secondly, I mean, in all honesty, the postal voting system that we have right now needs to be worked on, you know. And if we allow postal vote for Sabahans outside Sabah, we could be creating more problems than we are solving, you know. So we have decided to err on the side of caution and not allow for postal voting for Sabahans who are in Malaysia but outside Sabah.
So what is the EC doing to improve the postal voting process then?
Well, basically, we have a committee working specifically on that. It's headed by one of our commissioners, Dato' Chin, and she's been working very hard with the committee to find ways to improve the postal voting system. I can't say more at the moment because I haven't got the report, but efforts are being made to ensure that our postal voting is a lot more efficient and a lot more secure than it was before. Let's not forget, in the last GE, a very high percentage of postal votes did not arrive, you know, to the returning officers. And there were complaints that people did not get their ballots, etc. So obviously there are issues and these have to be solved. And we are working on it.
Still on Sabah, will Tan Sri Musa Aman's appeal against the recent High Court's decision have any bearing on the preparation for this upcoming state elections?
As far as we're concerned, none whatsoever, because the law is very clear. After 60 days of a dissolution of a legislative assembly, then there has to be elections. So we will continue with our efforts and our work to make sure that the Sabah state elections occur on time. If there's some sort of court decision telling us to stop, then I suppose we'll stop. But until and unless that happens, all preparations will go full steam ahead.
So we spoke about the EC addressing the issue of postal voting earlier. What else is the Commission doing to improve the electoral system?
There's a greater emphasis on making sure that the electoral roll is as clean as possible. We are now more proactive in checking certain things. For example, voters above a certain age, we have to make sure that they're still around. The issue of retired police officers and retired army personnel, you know, because once they're out of service, then they vote according to their home address because they're civilians. So things like that. We have a red flag system. So, for example, if a particular address has a lot of names from one address, that's a red flag and we have to go and check it out. So that's with regards to the electoral roll. There are logistical type improvements. For example, there's more concern now about the elderly and for the disabled to make sure that there's access and that they will be assured that they will vote in a particular stream, which is the most accessible and easy for them to get in. So these are some of the changes that have been occurring. For our by-elections, we've had a Facebook Live so that people can see what's happening. And of course, there are systems which are already in place, like the PACHA system, which I think is a very sound method of ensuring that there's no cheating. However, having said that, of course, there's still a lot more to be done. There's improvements to be made with regards to the Election Offences Act, improvements to be made with our own running of the Election Commission, how we do things over here. You know, so it's an ongoing process. We currently have five separate committees looking at five different areas where we would like to see improvements and reforms.
Azmi, so tell us, are you ready for GE15 if it gets called this year?
We don't really have a choice, do we? and this is my answer every single time. People keep saying, are you ready? I don't think the EC has a choice but to be ready. In all honesty, ever since there was a change in government, the reality is, of course, we understand that the political situation in the country is fluid. So the Election Commission and the Secretariat have been on alert ever since March. Well, having said that, I mean, we must not forget that the process of preparing for any election is an ongoing one. So, you know, throughout the years since the last GE, there's been, you know, the updating of the electoral rolls, the updating of the Erah Mengundi, the identifying of new places which can be used as polling centres. All this is happening as we speak, you know, the training of election officers. It's an ongoing process. I'm quite confident that if there is a snap election, that the Secretariat will live up to their responsibilities and do a fine job.
Azmi, thank you for joining us on the line this morning. That was Azmi Sharam, Deputy Chairman of the Election Commission. And the EC does really have a lot in front of it, right? Because, I mean, planning an election is already one thing, but planning an election in this kind of environment is going to be even more of a logistical nightmare. So I do wish them all the best. And the Sabah State election will be a good litmus test for the way we operate, right? I mean, the number of times you have to sterilize your hands, when he was talking about the SOPs, you got to sterilize when you go in, when you get into the room, when you dip, after you dip your finger in the ink, after you vote. So, I mean, that's one of the biggest culprits of spread, right? So that's important to note that they've got the SOPs in mind.
Mm. It's, however, a bit disappointing that many Sabahans who live outside of Sabah, and if they are not able to fly back for some reason or another, they won't be able to do a postal vote, right? So that is disappointing, and I hope that would change over time.
Right, and that is certainly something that the EC needs to pay attention to in the longer term. Right now, we're going into a few messages. When we come back, we'll be speaking to Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equity Research at Wedbush Securities, about the potential impact of Apple versus Epic on their market valuation. Keep it here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.